Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But we've really got to not declare victory prematurely. So we're in the late innings.
So you think the seventh, the eighth inning, or late innings? What inning are you talking about?
How about the bottom of the sixth?
I never realized how boring this game is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Stop and get a vaccine. And if you get a vaccine, you get a free ticket to a Yankees or a Mets game.
Our new shot and a beer program. Any New Jerseyan who gets their first vaccine dose in the month of May will receive a free beer.
Activists staged a Joints for Jabs campaign, giving anyone who'd been inoculated free weed.
Please come with me to Rainbow Land, where unicorns are made of fudge and cotton candy. And everything is free.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, wouldn't you think that with a disease as deadly as COVID-19, you wouldn't have to bribe people with drugs or booze or cheeseburgers to get them to take the vaccine? What's wrong with these people, huh? 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says the breakup of the Gates marriage is very clearly Donald Trump's fault. Of course it is. Everything is Donald Trump's fault. And again, another news story today about who may be responsible for breaking up the marriage. Although, you know, the woman is denying it vehemently that she did it. But I guess she's half the age of the one who was being named yesterday. So maybe she's a more likely suspect, but maybe she's not. Who knows?
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Of course they are. Of course they are. And the ban on President Trump on Facebook continues. I like the way they keep calling it. Well, it's an outside court who decide. It's a kangaroo court, is what did it. It's a star chamber that decided this. It's like how stupid do they think we are? It's on the level. Jen, listen to this crap. This is Jen Psaki today about the ban on Trump on Facebook. Cut 7.
This is an independent board's decision,
right.
and we're not going to have any comment on the future of the former president's social media platform. That's a decision that it sounds like the independent board punted back to Facebook to make in the next 6 months, as I know you all have reported.
It's an independent board. It's an independent board. They give her like a couple of words and she just keeps repeating them like a parrot. An independent board. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And you remember Alan West? He was the candidate, the black Republican candidate. He ran for the Senate in Illinois way back when, I guess, against Barack Obama, when they got rid of the other Republican candidate. He ran for president a couple of times. He also has kind of a crazy look in his eyes. I interviewed him once in New Hampshire. I was kind of watching him closely because of his look. But sometimes he's pretty good. I think he lives in Texas now, and he's decided to make an issue of this guy who called Senator Tim Scott an Oreo. Meaning, black on the outside, white on the inside, like the cookie. And so they forced the guy out. He's from a big county, I think Lamar County in Texas. And they forced him to resign, or he resigned under pressure. And then the Texas Democrats said, no, you can stay. So so Alan West says that he's got a plan that what he's going to do until this guy, his name is Gary O'Connor. He's the county chairman in Texas who called Senator Scott an Oreo, what he's going to do. Cut 26.
Well, some Texas Democrat county chairman from Lamar County, Gary O'Connor, referred to Senator Tim Scott as an Oreo. And so I just think that I will just walk over to the Texas Democrat Party or mail it to them. A nice little package of Oreos, because until this guy resigns, I'm going to stand up and speak out against the party of systemic racism, the party of the soft bigotry of low expectations.
Yeah, that's really a good phrase, the soft bigotry of low expectations. And so he's going to give Oreos to the Texas Democrats. Cut 27.
They want to call people such as myself that don't believe in them, that don't want to be on the 21st economic plantation, Oreos. I'm going to continue to make sure that we send Oreos to the Texas Democrat Party, because I'm sick and tired of the duplicitous hypocrisy of the true party of racism. God bless you all, and hopefully you Democrats enjoy your Oreos.
844-500-4242. 919 says, who's paying for these quote unquote free ball game tickets, beer, weed, etc.? And and 207 says, I'm holding out on the vaccine till they offer cash. Yeah. 603 says, Charlie Parker is giving out free menthol cigarettes. That would be good. I mean, that would be an admission that they made a mistake by
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
Oh, shut up. So now they're again, they're talking about making these vaccinations mandatory. This is, how can you ask people, how can you force people to take a vaccination if they don't want to do it? I mean, especially in this environment where you can basically do drugs. You can be an illegal alien, come into the country, have no skills, go on welfare, expect to be taken care of. If you're COVID-19 positive, they'll just give you more money and give you a bus ticket to go wherever you want. But they want to mandate people who are on public payrolls to take the vaccination. I don't see how they can do that. It's just like I don't see how they can set aside parts of the stadiums in New York for people who have taken the vaccine as opposed to people who haven't taken the vaccine. Well, I thought equity was the big word in the United States now. Everybody has to be treated equally, and not equality of opportunity, equality of outcome. So I'm going to be put into a lesser section at Yankee Stadium because I don't have a vaccine. I'm going to be forced to listen to Baker talking about this. Cut number one.
Look, we're going to wait and see what guidance we get from the feds. We're going to wait and see where we are with respect to COVID generally. I'm much happier pursuing incentive policies and making it more available and encouraging people to get it. I've said that many times before. And I think we're a long way away from making a decision about that.
Okay. I said Alan Keyes. That was Alan West who was talking about. Alan West is a former congressman from Florida who now lives in Texas. He's normal. He's not. Alan Keyes is kind of weird sometimes, but Alan West, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. Alan West is great. 844-500-4242. Did you hear Charlie Parker say, I'm waiting for guidance from the feds? Did you ever hear Charlie Parker say, I'm waiting for guidance from the feds when Donald Trump was president? A member of his own party? A guy who could speak in complete sentences? Who didn't get all of his numbers bollocked up? All he ever said about Donald Trump was, I'm very disappointed. That was a disappointing decision.
61,000, sorry for all the numbers, but they're important. 61,700 applications have come from the smaller bars and restaurants already.
Yeah, like you care about the smaller bars and restaurants. So Charlie, this is Charlie Parker on the vaccine hesitancy. Cut two.
I think the most important thing we can do is to remind people over and over again that it is enormously safe, clearly effective, based on just the practical reality of what's happened with respect to the populations that have been vaccinated, both here in Massachusetts and around the country, and that it is in some ways one of the best things you can do to get this state back to normal.
So it's blackmail again. He's like, when do we get our free beer? When do we get our weed, Charlie? You know, come on. Your classmate at Needham High in Harvard is offering free beer. You know, you got the you got all these marijuana shops open on every street corner in every city, and they're not offering any joints to anybody. You go down to Newark, a destitute city in New Jersey, they're offering free burgers and hot dogs. And all you're saying, you can trust me. I know we killed all those people in the nursing home at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, and then we changed all the numbers on the nursing home deaths, and we have the highest unemployment rate in the country for 3 or 4 months last summer, but you can trust me. Cut three.
We don't have a big chunk of people who are just flat out no. No. What we have are a bunch of folks who basically said, I just don't want to go first. So I don't think we're to the point yet where we're at the end of the line here.
No, we're never going to be. If you have your way, Charlie, we'll never be to the end of the line, right? 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot of calls this hour. Get on board if you want to talk about COVID or anything, basically. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turn to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, Gabby. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the exact same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? Gabby is the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use. That's what I did. I've told you before, I've had my car insurance since I lived in Somerville a long, long time ago, before it got to be a woke community. And I never bothered to change the insurance agency. It changed hands over and over again, but I'd never updated my insurance. I just paid the premium whenever it arrived. I never shopped around. I really screwed up. But finally, after 20 plus years, I went to Gabby, and I logged in with my then current insurance provider that I'd had for many years. Within a matter of moments, it wasn't very hard. I was shown more than a half dozen different quotes, and I ended up saving more than $600 on my car insurance. I should have done it years earlier. I could have saved thousands of dollars. And I even saved less than most Gabby customers do. They save on an average of $961 per year. And it's not just on car insurance. You can get home insurance, renter's insurance, commercial real estate insurance, any kind of insurance you need. Gabby will give you comparison prices, quotes on your insurance. And they will never, ever sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test like I did with mine. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should there be special seating for vaccinated fans at ball games?
No. N-O.
88% say no.
Can we get a class action suit going on this? Somebody's got to be. There's a million lawyers down in New York, and I'm sure a lot of them aren't too busy. I mean, somebody's got to be working on something. How can this stand? Anyway, rapper 50 Cent moves from New York to Houston months after anti-tax rant. Rapper 50 Cent really does not want to be 20 Cent. Months after railing against Biden's tax plan, the wanksta singer has relocated from New York to Houston, Texas. I love New York, but I live in Houston now. I'll explain later. No need to explain. We all understand, 50 Cent. 844-500-4242. Lana, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lana.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to say why I am one of those that are vaccine hesitant right now to
yes.
answer Governor Baker.
Yes.
So there's a system that is co-managed by the CDC and the FDA, and it's called VAERS. It's the Vaccine
yep.
Adverse Reporting System. Well, VAERS, their own system, currently lists more than 3,000 deaths from these three vaccines. And I'm not even going to tell you how many numbers of adverse effects that are reported, but just know that it's quite high. And right now, my own daughter is being mandated at her college to take this vaccine when she has a unbelievably low risk, given that she's still a teenager. It's crazy.
I know. And it's just amazing that, we've become a totally non-judgmental society in just about every other aspect of life. But these same people who are so woke and, they used to have on their cars bumper stickers that said, question authority. Now they say that if you question authority, you're not patriotic, as Joe Biden puts it. Thanks for the call, Lana. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, Harry, what's happening? So I just wanted to call in and correlate the gifting for vaccines. So you get a gift if you get the vaccine, but they did the same thing with with voting, but it wasn't ever reported on. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you want to vote for a Democrat, you get a gift. You get a flat-screen TV. You get this, you get that, you get
well,
whatever.
They never did now, that, though. Now, they never really gave you a flat-screen TV for voting for a Democrat.
Well, that's as far as we know. But
well,
either way, I just wanted to correlate that. I mean, I'm up here in Maine on the Mid-Coast, and it's ridiculous. You say I'm in Union, and you can go into a gas station, and people are like, it's the same as that guy that called in a couple weeks ago that went to New Hampshire. And the guy was like, what, are you going to rob me? Like, get rid of that thing. But
right.
you go to Camden for crying out loud, and you can't do anything in Camden without de-germing and de-lousing yourself.
I know. And the thing, it's really weird the way it varies from town to town. Somebody sent me a text today from the Cape, and apparently Provincetown, which, you think of as a very liberal place, they've relaxed the mask requirements they're not pushing it. But Chatham, which used to be a Republican town, is just totally beyond, it's Brookline. Like, I saw it last summer when I was down there, and apparently they're not relaxing in the least. And I just don't get it. It's like this cult has taken over. It's not the same in every one of these towns. Some of these, again, Provincetown I think of as being upscale too, just like Chatham, maybe not quite as upscale, but you'd think they'd have the same restrictions, but it varies. Thanks for the call, Al. Actually, I got another text from Maine here. Contacting you from Maine Summer Camp Central. The CDC has created onerous rules for summer camps, which will lead to another camping season devastation for the lakes region of central Maine. And here are some of the restrictions. We'll get to more of the calls when we come back. Everyone at camp, including staff and every kid over the age of two, this is at camps, this is the CDC restrictions, must wear masks at all times unless they're eating or swimming. They should wear two layers of masks, regardless of whether activities are indoors or outdoors. Campers will be placed in cohorts, and their interaction with people outside the cohort must be limited. There should always be at least 3 feet between campers of the same cohort and 6 feet between campers of different cohorts. Staff should be kept 6 feet away from campers at all times, whether inside or outside. Distance should be maintained while eating, napping, or riding the bus. The CDC suggests seating kids in alternate rows. The use of physical objects that might be shared among kids, toys, art supplies, electronics, should be limited whenever possible. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
I didn't finish all the rules for the cohorts. That's a totalitarian word. It goes back to the Roman Republic, but I think it was used in authoritarian states after that. Camps should not permit close contact sports and indoor sports and should require masks regardless. If anyone is curious, there are separate restrictions for outdoor gardening. Do you have to? No, they got to be kidding. Does Fauci want you to wear masks when you fertilize your tomato plants? Oh, God. 844-500-4242. Reminds me of that old Alan Sherman song that Taylor loves so well. Hello, Mata. Hello, Fada. I'm in the wrong cohort at Camp Watamata. I gotta wear a mask everywhere I go.
Dr. Fauci has me masking. I can't believe he's telling me. He's just not asking.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't, Mom, gee, can't I just stay home and play video games? I don't want to go up to Camp Watamasca.
Take me home.
I don't like my cohort. Take me home. I don't want to wear a mask when I sleep. Oh, man. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Oh, hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just want my $1,300. I don't need a beer. I don't do drugs. I just want my $1,300. I mean, that's how much it costs for the shot. You know what I mean? Do you know who to call? Because I'd like that $1,300.
Well, you know, people are saying they're going to hold out for cash, you know, that they don't want to give up their freedom that cheaply. Maybe that's the next step, you know? I mean, I just don't understand it. It's you know, they keep saying, well, we have to reach 70%. I mean, they keep moving the goalposts over. I mean, I know that's become a cliche, but they keep changing it. You know, first you needed the mask, then you needed the ventilators, and you know, then you had to have social distancing. You needed 15 days to flatten the curve. Then you needed the vaccine. Then you needed a booster on the vaccine. Then you needed no mask, one mask, two masks, multiple masks. You know, how do we know, like, say, Pennsylvania, how do we know when they get to 70%, they're not going to say, you know, this is such a good time for all of us Democrats in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. We're going to just keep it. We got to get it up to 80% now, 80% before you can we can get rid of the masks. They're blackmailing people is what it boils down to. Thanks for the call, George. Cousin Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cousin Dave.
Hey, good evening to you, Howie and Taylor. The CDC, I think, they have me confused a little. I don't know if maybe I can run this by you and see if it confuses you, too. We're like 99.7% chance to survive this if we do contract
yes,
it with no
correct.
Vaccine, right? And
correct.
We only have like a 5% chance of contracting it if we don't have the vaccine. We only have a 5% chance of contracting it. And then when we do get the vaccine is only 95% efficient. So
yes.
It keeps you at the 5%. So the confusion to me is it's going to keep me right where I am right now, 5% at risk to get it, right? But
yeah.
The difference is I'm putting something foreign into my body that has not gone through the trials, Howie. Usually these vaccines take 60 months, right? That's 5 years.
I understand.
The only reason why these guys are administrating this is because doctors said that the only way that they would give this to people is if they were not held accountable. These are huge red flags and questionable things that we have on our side for now until forever when it comes to this thing. I can't understand how so many people are lined up to get this vaccine.
I know. You know, and again, I think a lot of it has to do, and I just know in my case, I've said this a lot, it's the path of least resistance. I don't care about the weed or the beer or the burgers or, you know, or the free tickets to a crappy baseball game. But I want to be left alone. And, you know, and I know that it appears more and more as time goes on that they're not going to leave you alone under any circumstances. But I want to make it as difficult for them as possible to go after me in any form. And that's what it's all about. And again, if I were 19, I don't know if I would take this because I wouldn't, you know, I'm not worried about it, even at my age, about dying from it. But I would worry about the long-term effects. I have less long-term than younger people. And I don't blame younger people for balking at this. But again, they've got you over a barrel. I mean, most colleges, fortunately not the one I went to, but most colleges are requiring you to get a vaccine to come back. I mean, is that the kind of school you want to go to if they're going to force you to do that? I mean, you know, you can live in co-ed dorms. You can basically, there's none of this in loco parentis anymore in college dorms. You can do whatever you damn well please. There used to be an honor code at UNC. You had this, probably still is, but I'm sure they don't enforce it. You could do whatever the hell you want, but you have to get a shot now? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I understood it better when I went to college, and the same thing as when I went to prep school, you had to pass a swimming test. I understood that because you can drown, you know, under certain circumstances, if you get in the wrong place in a body of water. I thought there was a perfectly good reason for having to pass a swimming test to get out of college or prep school. But I mean, what's the point here? It's like the guy said, you're not going to, even if you get it, the chances are minuscule that you're going to die. And it's not 100% effective. And you haven't had any tests. And the people who are telling you that there's no danger are the same people who've been lying to you for over a year, like Fauci, like Charlie Parker, like Andrew Cuomo. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Howie. The reasons just go on. And a footnote to what I'm going to say is, you know, when I was a kid, I was around for the polio vaccine. And en masse, we all took it. And that was it. We didn't talk about it. I guess mothers stopped worrying about swimming in public places. But that was it. We were done. We went on. But my comment really was, related to what you were just saying, is if you get the vaccine, you've got the best immunity possible. So if you've got the vaccine and you're immune, why can't you sit next to me without the vaccine? Why do non-vaccine takers have to be segregated from vaccine takers? Because vaccine takers have immunity, don't they?
I think so. Yeah, but I don't understand it. And you know, and again, I thought we were into equity. Everybody had to be treated equally, right? So Andrew Cuomo, supposedly a member of the Democrat Party, which stands not for equality, but for equity, equal outcomes, he's just announcing that they're going to set up a system where they're going to have a two-tiered system for letting you into a ballpark. Imagine it's insane. How can that be okay? And you know, he's right about the polio vaccines. I guess I was a baby when they came up with the polio vaccine, so I don't remember it. But I do remember that one of my cousins, who was a little bit older, had polio, and you know, she had a real problem for a while. It turned out okay. It didn't kill her, and she could walk properly and all that. But Once Jonas Salk came up with that vaccine, everybody got the vaccine, and there was no more of this BS about how we have to wait to see if the polio virus mutates, or there could be a variant on the polio vaccine. There was nothing that you didn't need a booster shot. You got a polio vaccine, and that was it. You still get a polio vaccine, and that's it. There's none of this this drama that's been created. 844-500-4242. 781 says, I'm 44. I will never get it. Never get it. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple more Biden cuts here. I don't know if these are as good as the other ones, but cut three from Joe Biden.
When COVID-19 pandemic struck, our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit.
They were, you know who hit them, Joe? The government. You hit them. Your government hit them. All the governors and the mayors overreacted. You know, I personally ask yourself this. Who represents a greater threat to your way of life? COVID or the government? I don't think there's too much question, is it? You don't have to think too long and hard about that. But Joe Biden makes it sound like, you know, the government was just an innocent bystander when all these restaurants were massacred. And now he's talking about the GOP. It's, you know, the GOP is having a problem, not the Democrats. The Democrats haven't gone crazy. It's only the Republican Party. Cut 10.
And they're in the midst of a significant sort of mini revolution going on in the Republican Party. I've been a Democrat for a long time. We've gone through periods where we've had internal fights and disagreements. I don't ever remember any like this.
Well, the Democrat Party has basically purged itself, like the Joseph Stalin's Communist Party in Russia, in the Soviet Union in the 1930s. They purged themselves of the what the Stalin would call the bourgeoisie, the petite bourgeoisie. I mean, there's only radicals left. I mean, you know, Ayanna Pressley wiped out Mike Capuano, as radical as he was, leftist as he was. AOC took care of. Joe Crowley in Queens. Now AOC is lining up Chuck Schumer to take him out. I mean, that's what's happened to the Democrat Party. They've just had a purge of all the moderate elements. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Howie. Hey, I'm kind of baffled. These people that are pushing the mask mandates and stuff like that, these are the ones that are pushing to get the vaccine, but they're also the ones that two or three years ago were all against Big Pharma. They wanted nothing to do with it. They're too much. They're making too much money. They're got too much control. And here they are just stepping right up to the plate, sitting down in the chair and getting an injection.
Right. I give you just two, David, I mentioned them earlier. I just give you two slogans from the last 40 years. Question authority and our bodies ourselves. Right?
Yeah.
What happened to those
definitely.
Slogans?
Gone.
Now it's now they and you know they used to be down on the FBI and the CIA. They didn't believe in the deep state. They didn't believe in the police state. Now they say if anybody questions the anything the FBI does, they're unpatriotic and they should be thrown in jail. It's just amazing. They've become totalitarians. 844-500-4242. 508, my buddies and I are ages 26, 27, 24. We are all in the South Shore of Massachusetts, and we intend never to get the shot. If I were your age, I wouldn't be getting it either, I'll tell you that. We've been telling you for a while now about Super Beats Heart Chews, and a lot of you have tried them and made them part of your daily routine. They're great for your heart health, blood pressure, and circulation. Wrapped in foil like candy, you just take them twice a day whenever you want or need a boost of energy. Now Super Beats has a great new product that you're going to like just as much as Heart Chews. They're called Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. If you've ever wanted to do something for your brain health, you'll want to try Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. Memory and Focus Chews promote brain blood flow and support overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied fermented resveratrol with a patented coffee fruit extract, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health in two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy blood levels of BDNF. Healthy levels of BDNF, that's a key neuroprotein, supports overall brain health as we age. Like all other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind, and with its blueberry flavor, it also tastes great. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time introductory offer today. Get a free 30-day supply of new Super Beats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Super Beats Heart Chews. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. We'll be right back.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Early today, I visited a restaurant here in town. I'm going to mispronounce it. Las Hilamia.
You mispronounce farms as forms. I mean, we don't expect you to get the name of a Mexican restaurant correct, Mr. President. Come on. Okay, we sold out quickly of the Century House in Peabody cheap bastard gift certificates, but we still have various other cheap bastard deals available as Mother's Day approaches. Cape Lily, they make great soaps, salty soaps. They're based on Cape Cod, all-natural soaps. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Cape Lily on Cape Cod for $25 if you go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. It's a really nice soap. And HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie, this is Dan. Listen, I love your show. It's a great show. Every Sunday I listen to the old-time radio. Okay?
Yes.
And last weekend I listened to X minus one, which was some guy on a planet. But
right,
anyway,
it's a science fiction show from the '50s. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a commercial that came on and they were talking about the polio vaccine, the Salk polio vaccine. And they said that you have to do three shots. Okay? Now I'm sure that down the road, 10-15 years, you just took it by mouth, you took it whatever. But when they first came out with it, you had to take three shots of that.
I don't know about that, Dan. That's news to me. I'm not sure about that. I was listening to an old-time radio last weekend to a dragnet, and there was a liquor store robbery, and Sergeant Friday responded to it. And he goes in, and he's talking to this old-timer. He says, "Yeah," he said, I knew I was in trouble when the woman came up to me. And I saw she was wearing a mask. No good ever came of anybody wearing a mask. I gotta pull that cut, Taylor. Actually, that's a really good cut. And he knows the woman's gonna rob him. But there's still signs up in some banks that say you can't come into the store wearing a mask or a hat. You know, but on the other hand, there's also in some of those same banks, there's a sign saying you can't come into the store without a mask. This world is turned upside down. Thanks for the call, Dan. Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Hi, Howie. Great show. Love you all the time. Quick question for you. When you take all the guys coming in, gals, babies, everything across the border, and sooner or later they're going to be vaccinated, they're going to be Democrats lifelong, and then forget that. Let's go get our regular shots like we all did. And when we're finished with those shots, all our names and address and numbers and whatever we needed to do to get them and to have that card, we're all listed. We're all ready to be attacked or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, in the old days, you didn't have to worry about that. You can certainly say that you have a right to feel more paranoid now. I mean, the thing about illegal aliens, though, is they don't get any of these shots. I mean, that's why a lot of these diseases that were thought to be wiped out 50 years ago are now back. You know, diphtheria, whooping cough, even leprosy shows up occasionally in the U.S. It's because all these people are crossing the border, not just all of them. Some hippie types don't like to get vaccinations, but it's a lot less healthy country. I'm Howie Carr.